All right, greetings everyone. This is Bomani Tayemba. I'm the conference call administrator for our Ghana tours, and I'm here to talk about preparation for our upcoming Ghana tours for October 2016, May 2017, and October 2017. Today's date is July 10th, 2016, and we're here in this beautiful summer, and we're looking to go to as much details as possible to just keep everyone posted with all these journeys and get everyone that's ready for the October tour as much details as possible. So the program I'm going through is the email that was sent to everyone, and I'm gonna be using our website as the base for all documentation, and whatever you receive via email is in support to the website. So everyone, the purpose of this conference call is to communicate with everyone that's interested in our tours, to share information about all the need to know before we go, and to get everyone connected. And part of the way we have been able to connect everyone is on the Facebook groups. Some people are on Facebook, some people are not. But if you're on Facebook, we have a Facebook group for each of the upcoming three tours that we have. So I'm always sending updates that way, and I'm always sending updates via email and text. So I do my best to keep everybody posted. And any information anyone missed, you can always just reach out to me via phone call or email, or just any other method that we have kind of communicated with. And the purpose of this constant communication is for us to really just be clear of everything before you make a commitment, which is number one, and be clear of all the need to know before we go. That way you're prepared before you go and you enjoy the best out of your investment, and you can just really just pace yourself. That way you're not trying to get everything done at one time. So all of the details for our upcoming tours is going to be on our website at www.africa for the Africans.org. Our website with all of our detail, mainly in text format. So once you go to the website, you're going to have MP3 play on the left, and if you have your sounds on, you're going to have a mix of different cultural tunes just to keep you energized for the details. The slideshow represent all eight African countries I've been to. Most of the pictures are Ghana, but it also includes all other seven countries, and also includes some countries outside of African continent. And it's really just to show you this a nice, beautiful list of tropical pictures, and this gets you this prepared for the scenery in Ghana. As you stroll down past MP3 player and the slideshow, and also the slideshow, if you click on it, you can turn it into full screen, and you can control the slides of the pictures. Once you scroll down, look to the left, you're gonna see the main menu. It's gonna say home. You're gonna see Ghana, Togo, and Benin Roots Tour October 2017. Then you're gonna see Ghana Tour May 2017. Then Ghana Tour October 2016. Once you click on any of those three links, you're going to get the full list of tour details. The most important information that everyone needs to focus on is the tour overview, the general terms, and itinerary. That's all of your tour information. Itinerary that has the details from all of the flight details from our main airport to Ghana, and also when we are departing. So from us flying to Ghana and returning to Ghana, it's a full schedule, day to day, dates, time, everything is laid out. And this is based on us traveling to Ghana over the period of time. So if you're looking to get time off or anything, the dates are clear ahead of time so you can work those things out. So I do my best to make sure that we have as much clear and prepared ahead of time before you make a decision. And you can always call if you have any questions and if you need any clarity. Over the last few conference calls, I've went into details on some of those information. It's a lot of information, so everyone do need to take their time and look through it. if you speak a different language other than English, or if you speak another language a little clearer, you can use a language translator to change it to more of your native language. All right, I'm gonna give just a short, brief overview of how we got started, and then I'm gonna go through more of the tour information. And for this, we're gonna use our reference on the main menu. This is at the bottom of the main menu, and it'll say About Us. And once you click on it, it'll have my bio and also a mission statement and a press release. And for everyone, what I'm going to do is just give a, I'm just going to go to our vision and mission statement and just kind of build a foundation for how I'm going to talk about how we got started. Our name, Africa for the Africans, was taken from words spoken by the Honorable Marcus Garvey over 90 years ago, who taught us that African people all over the diaspora are one people and that the continent of Africa belongs to us. Our mission is to reconnect our people with the motherland, Africa. Our main tool to accomplish this is through tours. This has proved to be the most effective way to dispel the myth and negative propaganda that keeps Africa divided. We see Africa as the only viable option for the future survival of our people. This position is supported by the world's dependency on the natural resources in Africa, which are currently being controlled by non-Africans, the treatment of Africans outside of Africa, and lastly, by the call that Mother Africa has made to all our displaced children in the diaspora to come home. Hence, the investment portion of the company is designed to bring about self-sufficient Africa by linking the skills and resources of Africans in the diaspora with project investment opportunities like-minded brothers and sisters on the continent. In order for Africans to thrive and survive the war being waged against us globally, we must build a home base of power in Africa. We are at the most critical stage of our existence is repatriation and Pan-Africanism, or we perish. So these are words of our vision statement, and just wanted to lay that as a base. So through me and my associates are studying, doing study groups and just socializing in Atlanta around repatriation, sustainable living, and looking to reconnect to our roots, I've been able to travel around the African continent. And once I got to Ghana in 2006, I was able to make our first journey, which was it was 8 of us, and from there, just really to build a program for what we have now, which is our Ghana Repatriation Investment Tour. So from December 2006 to now 2016, 10 years later, we've been able to do 10 journeys to the continent, 10 journeys to Ghana. And those 10 journeys, we have taken over 200 different people to Ghana and linked them with wonderful, linked them with the reconnection and also linked them with clarity of repatriation investment. And the purpose of this is none of us really know if we're going to make a move or what we're going to do, but the clearer it is as far as what repatriation is, the opportunities to live and do business there in Ghana, the better we can process it. And it is something that takes time. And it, even 5 to 10 years, some people are ready to leave tomorrow. But to proper plan for a move like this, it takes time. It takes traveling to the country. It takes our research and the processing of certain things. So we take it to the full, we just give you the full experience of it. But it's nothing that that's just, you just make a move. Unless you're, some people are prepared ahead of time, which makes it easier to connect them with our people there in Ghana. And over the years, as far as our journeys and the content, mainly what I've done is try to shoot as much videos and take as much pictures as possible. So we have a full array of documentation on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Bomani2007. Over 500 videos that showcase us in different parts of Ghana, different sites, business investment conference, us making our way around the country. And that is distinctly to give you a full feel and clarity of how the groups that we are traveling with look like, what we're doing, and get everyone to feel the energy before, you know, that way you're clear as far as how we move, because when we're getting ready to do our journey, we have a game plan to keep everything in sync and for everybody to have a great time. And by that time, we'd have clear everything to where everybody that's traveling with us is on the same game plan. And if someone else is not on the same game plan and they would like to have a trip somewhere else, we can get them a trip somewhere else. But this tour to Ghana is a pilgrimage. It's a great reconnection. It's many wonderful things. And everything is clear up front. So what you see is what you get. If you're looking for something beyond what you see, definitely reach out to me. Like if you're looking for a list of 5-star hotels on just and list of certain things that you don't see or hear about, definitely reach out to me, because we want you to be clear and we don't want any surprises. And one of the things I'm going to go through, I'm going to spend a good amount of time and go through is the visa in a few. So I've got my visa details right here. I'm going to just point to a few things on the main menu, and everything's really literally on the website. When you go down the middle of the homepage, you'll see a link that says Ghana Tour Book, and the Ghana Tour Book is a layout of the what I call a full layout of our quote unquote program while we're there in the country. The book is referenced to all you need to know as far as the site, the itinerary, and it's a guide that we have everyone use in the morning where we go through daily affirmations and certain things. I love the contact details and so on. So that's a tour books on the main menu, and you'll see the tour book from October 2012, 13, 14, and 15. And coming down, I have a link, conference call. And the conference call link, all of the details for any upcoming conference call or the recordings, and I always have that updated just right away. So as soon as whatever conference call is finished, a few days later, the updates for the next one and also the recordings are on that link. Collecting school supplies and donation. That's a link I'm going to be updating, especially for us leaving October, with the different schools that we're looking to make donations to. And that way, if you're looking to share some information with friends or family, you can just send them the link and they can just see everything in clarity of the list of things that they can donate. And then below that, the registration. Once you click on anyone that's interested in the tour or anyone that's coming on the tour that has not registered, you can click on the link that says register and then fill out the details, and we'll have your details, specific information like meals and date of birth for booking your flight and just other details that just give us clarity to put information together along with other people's details to design the tour. Below that, we have payment options. So it just gives you a list of different options and if any fees or anything is part of any of the options, it will note. So, and that's also an payment options is also an email that's sent out to everyone. And on the email itself, it attaches a boarded copy of our business check for those who want to do the Chase bank deposit, bank transfer, or quick pay. And further down the south, they have a link for repatriation investment about us. And I did have a contact us link. There's an error in our website with the contact us page, so I'll be working on that tonight. So that's the only link that's missing. So that's those are the links, the main links that's on the main menu. And once you click on them, all your details are there. Other supporting information is Facebook. Once you pass the main menu, you'll see a few social links, LinkedIn, YouTube, and then back to the main part of the front page. What you're gonna see is a brief text. This really just give you an introduction. It gives you this brief text about the journey of a lifetime. Talk about the tours, any tour discount, special packages, conference call update, just a few information. Then below that, you'll see links for Facebook, YouTube, and then 10 group pictures with our previous tour groups, ranging from the smallest group of 8 in December of 2006 to the largest group in October of 2007, which is 42. But the other eight groups after that just have the variation of different group size in between those numbers. All right, so that is the full page of our site right there. So what I'm going to, what I want to talk about mainly is the visa. So I have my visa printout. And for anyone who wants to follow where the visa details are, if you click on any of the tour link, you'll see the fourth or the fifth article is going to be the visa. And then they give you all the details. And everything was sent via email as far as the visa information. The difference in the email is that the email have the attachments for your blank applications, my sample application, what the multiple entry visa look like or visa look like in your passport, and the list of requirements. All right, and as I talk about visa, for those of us who are traveling October of this year, we can all start our visa, I would say, mid-August. And by then, your tickets will be clear, and you can log into your tickets and print out your itinerary, and you're going to put your flight itinerary as part of the package. So go through some... So this is a requirement to obtain a visa for entry into Ghana. And an applicant shall complete a visa application form in duplicate. So fill out the blank application and sign it, and then just make a copy of it. And that's your two copies right there. An applicant should possess a return air ticket, which should be submitted upon request. Right. So that's what I was talking about. You will have your information for your ticket. And you just, once you log in, you just print out your ticket and you put it in a package. So have a separate envelope and just, you know, just put all these things in the envelope and then go back in there and check it off. And as far as the visa fee, what you're looking at is $100 for a multiple entry visa. And the duration of a multiple entry visa is you get, the shortest you'll get for is 1 year. And the longest I've seen is 5 years. I've gotten 5 years on my last two visa applications. I'm not sure what I'll get this time when I submit mine in August. Yeah, but so it's 1 to 5 year for multiple entry, which is $100, and single entry is only 3 months, and that's $60. So you figure if you do your visa mid-August, by the time you get your visa back and everything, or by the time it gets to DC and gets stamped, you're looking at August 20th. So 3 months from August 20th would be November 20th. We return back on the tour November 8th. So for those who are just looking to go to Ghana for one time and you're not clear if you're going to go back, that's what I recommend. But if anyone just want to get a multiple entry, that's also fine. Doing this in the middle of August makes it to where regardless if you do the visa application in for a multiple entry or single entry, you'll still be good when you get there. So that way there's no mistakes are made. That way no one did their visa like a few months ago and did a single entry, and by the time you get ready to go to Ghana, then the visa had already expired. And it's a simple mistake that can happen, and that has happened in the past. So that's why I use those dates. So by the time we do our next conference call, I would have already resent the visa information and have your information out for your ticket. And then when we do the next conference call, I'm just confirming if everyone did their visa, and if not, then encourage everyone to start doing it now. That way no one gets caught up in the time frame, because then we're pushing on 3 months before we leave and the time just go by. Other things in this visa list, you want to put your passport, and your passport needs to have a at least 6 months remaining before the date of your departure to Ghana. So make sure, so if you're really that close, what you want to do is this, you want to apply for another passport. But if not, especially if you're just doing a single entry, just enjoy your journey, and then when you get back, you can always get another passport. And if you look to go to Ghana again, get another visa. What you're gonna need to you're gonna need two passport style photos, and what you're gonna do is staple them to the top right of each of the application. Another thing that it's gonna say on the guidelines is put a bank statement, and it's not quote unquote a bank statement. It could be a letter from the bank. It does need to show something from a bank and your name. And if you do give a first page of a bank statement, if you need to cross out any account or any figures or so, you're absolutely fine. People have done that in the past and it's no problem. So that's, you know, because if it's something that makes you a little more comfortable doing it, that's fine. But the main purpose of that is for verification, to verify your name, your address, and make sure it connects with everything else in the package. All right, so that is the guidelines, and when you get it, it's going to show like a list of 1 to 12. Just take your time and read through it and read back through it again. I'm looking at the application, and what I have sent to you via email, it's mine is typed up, and if you're using Adobe Acrobat, you can you know, you can edit it and save it. But if you're just using the Adobe Reader, you can change the type text and put your own text in it, but you can't save it unless you have Acrobat. So you can literally just, you literally just want to print it once you finish changing the edits, or you can just print out the blank form and write in the details. So the application itself is just going to ask you for basic information, and the top part of it is just asking for quote unquote all of the information that's in your passport, your name, date of birth, where you got your passport from, where it was issued, expiration, and things like that. And then the next section is the asking for your basic travel details, ticket number, which you, you know, once you print your ticket out or get your login, you'll have your itinerary. And the bottom part of it is the asking about information for of your travel dates in Ghana and where you're staying. Our two main points we spend the most time at is Amicus One Africa and the Micklin Hotel. So you're gonna see the address already marked on my sample application for both of those hotels. And once you have all of these things together, if you need to call me to go through anything, you're more than welcome to. But what you're gonna do is when you get to the post office, you're gonna get a prepaid return envelope with your return address. Coming from the embassy, and you're gonna put that in the package. That way, when you send your package out, you know they'll be able to just put the documents that your passport with your visa and everything back in the return envelope and send it to you. So if you do anything other than that and not put a return envelope, you're gonna leave your documents being held hostage. Usually they'll call you or email you and tell you that you need to pay for a prepaid return envelope, and they usually have options for you. But I think with these processes is to get it right, get it organized, get it done the first time. That way you don't have to deal with any issues of, you know, you want to get it through the mail system to the embassy and then back to you as soon as possible. And that can literally save one week. If you send it out on a Monday, you can literally get it back like a week later on a Monday. All right, and everyone, I'm gonna stop right there with the visa details, and I'm gonna open the line and see if anyone have any questions of anything I talked about, and also just wonder if I was clear and if anyone didn't hear me on anything I said, let me know. And please state your name and where you're calling from before you talk.
Well, I'm Bomani.
Greetings, Amicus.
Yes, I know in your discussion about passports, I would suggest that everyone make a photostatic copy of their passport and keep it separate from your original passport, just in case your passport gets lost.
Yes, and you can always scan your documents and email them to yourself, which is on one of the checklists. So appreciate that you bring that up, Amicus. Also, while I have you open, anything you want to share directly now versus later, and wonder if anyone have any questions for Amicus, for those who know Amicus, who Amicus is. But Amicus, can you actually just introduce yourself? Most of the people on here are very new to what we do.
Well,
And everyone else, can you please keep your background muted unless you're ready to talk?
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, Amicus, we can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, so I said that on the issue of passports, that everyone should make a copy of their passport.
That's absolutely, okay. Definitely, that one. Can you introduce yourself and share some details about One Africa and the incredible move that you have made to Ghana and have become one of our great elders there that have been in the repatriation movement?
Okay. I'm originally from New York City, and I have been living in Ghana for the past 28 years. The name of my company is One Africa. It's One Africa Health Resort and Restaurant, which is where some of you will be staying. We've been in business since 1996, and I have worked along with Bomani for all of the tours that have come to Ghana. We have been conducting tours, and more than just tours, for us it's a pilgrimage. And so we have special ceremonies that we do for you when you make that sojourn to God. I am, the question is always raised as to why I left America to go to Ghana. My very first answer, one, I don't like America. I love Africa, and it has provided me with opportunities that I would have never had I stayed in America. My advice to people who are coming to Africa is that they leave their rose-colored glasses in America and come with an open mind. There's a lot to be gained from the journey that you will take. Helping me or managing the business alongside me is my son Shabazz and my family, his wife and our grandchildren. And the best food that you're going to eat while you're in Ghana is going to be at One Africa. And that's not me talking. I'm not being, boastful. I'm quoting my many satisfied visitors.
Absolutely.
So, and it is my place is it's a village environment. We have no TVs in our rooms, no telephones, no AC, but we do have fans. We are on the ocean. We have high definition TV is what you're going to get when you come to One Africa. Okay? So all the news and blues, you'll have to leave them in America because you won't find them at our place. But we guarantee that it's going to be a journey of a lifetime and something that you won't see if ever forget. You can check me out further on YouTube, my website, and I've done quite a few documentaries, and so just look up One Africa or I'm a Cousin Jingo Kofi, and I'm there. I've written three books. One is a travel guide. My second book is Returning Home Ain't Easy, but It Sure Is a Blessing. And the third book is an anthology titled How About You, He or She Who Was Away and Has Returned. All of which will be available for sale at One Africa. And that's about it for me, unless somebody has some questions.
Appreciate you, Amicus, as always. And for those who have questions, please state your name and where you're calling from, and continue.
This is Marcel Russell. How are you? Hey, I'm an entertainer here in the U.S. I'm an independent artist. I'm only asking you this is because I've sent out a blast to maybe about 12,000 people. And I sent an email blast to about 5,000 fans that, hey, I'm going to Ghana, I'm going to record my whole experience, and this time next year I want a bunch of you guys to go experience it yourself, right? So I've told people about Bomani and what he's doing, and so I just asked everybody to hold off until I can have my experience, because I don't want to tell everybody to dive in the water and I haven't done it first. So I'm bringing this up to say that you put this in those TVs, the phones, etc., which I'm cool with, but then would I be able to have certain technology abilities to record my experience? Like, would I be able to charge my phone? Would I be able to charge my laptop? Would I be able to communicate with them live to say, hey, I'm here, I'm eating this food here, it's a spot, and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, sure, you can do that. I'm just saying these are the services that I don't provide. I don't provide you with a TV in your room. But we do have electricity. So if you need to charge your phone, your whatever your equipment is, that's possible to do. Okay?
Gotcha.
We can also provide you with a mechanism for your Wi-Fi. You know, you can get a modem so that you can be in touch throughout your travel.
And also, everyone, we're there at One Africa for 3 days, and we're on tour for 12 days. So the rest of the locations are hotels, the standard Wi-Fi and hot water. But also, we have another hotel right on the same block, the Almond Tree, and for those who want certain things, and the Overflow, we'll be going there. So no one will be inconvenienced. One Africa is a great experience. You know, the program that we have for the full time, it's to give you a little bit of everything, honestly. It's and that was, for me, it was a great opportunity to get you a unique resort where it's no, you know, traditional like hot water and, you know, and AC and TV. Very unique experience. We spent most of the time outside anyway. Only time you're gonna be in a room is when you're sleeping, and then once you get back up, outside is too beautiful for you to want to stay inside. And then all of the networking and everything is going to be outside. So it's fine. We don't want to scare anyone. And as I get closer, me putting different people in the different hotels, I'll communicate with everyone to be clear. I know some people are elders and they have to have certain hot water to do certain things. Nevertheless, even if it's at One Africa, you know, we'll be able to work certain things out. So it's all about clear communication. But I definitely want everyone to be open and just enjoy the experience there.
Yes. One Africa is paradise, okay? And it's what I call an opportunity to drop off the grid.
Drop off the grid, I love it.
You know, it ain't Siberia. But you'll be happy, trust me.
Yeah, and then once we leave from Africa, you're there back at the city. So if you need to just get some cranked up hot water, you can just get it there before you roll out. All right, anyone else? Do you have any questions for Imakas? And for those who are not familiar with her, if you want to ask her, anything, just let us know.
Hi, this is Wesley. I'm Wesley Charles. I live in Miami. I just have a quick question because, are you there?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I personally only eat fish, and I eat a lot of vegetables, fruits, and stuff like that. So I just want to know, according to my diet, if that is some, am I going to be able to eat those things? I just, you know.
Yes. You will be. As you travel about, all of the places that you're going to go to have a variety of menus. So if you just eat fish, vegetables, you'll get that. When I said at One Africa, we specialize in vegetarian,
right.
all sorts of food, and you will be able to eat it. The thing that I have to say in terms of food as you travel is that it's not advisable to eat off the street. It is not advisable to eat off the street. Now, the thing is that if you get up off the street, it would have to be something that you can peel. Banana, orange, mango, things like that.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about bringing water, toilet paper, and all the rest of that stuff. Okay. Because we do have spring water, bottled water, which you'll have throughout the journey.
Okay.
And what I would suggest for those of you to begin taking, and what I'll do is I'll send it to Bomani. I have a recommended vitamin regimen that you can begin to take, that you can begin taking from now. Okay, and part of that regimen is to help to build your immune system.
Yeah.
And, because we do have mosquitoes, we do have malaria, but it's nothing to panic about. But I'll send it out and you feel free to use it. Okay, it's worked very effectively over the years. The other thing, too, is that when you go to the health department, because you're going to require, Ghana requires that you take a yellow fever injection. Or if you're not able to take it, then you have to get a declaration from your doctor saying that you're unable to take yellow fever because you're allergic to it or whatever. Now, the health department is going to recommend a battery of inoculation. The only thing that Ghana requires is yellow fever. And for a lot of the things that they're going to say that you need to take injections for, you really don't need them. And they're quite expensive.
Mm.
So, you can be guided accordingly. If you feel like you want to take hepatitis B and all other shots and things that they're going to recommend, fine. But know that it's going to be costly. And it's not a requirement.
So we don't have to be concerned about that.
No, you mean concerned about
just the yellow fever.
It's just the yellow fever that is required.
Okay. My name is Ronald McGee, by the way.
Okay.
My greetings, Ronald.
So we don't know shots from malaria?
No, well, there's really no shot that they can give you for malaria. There are malaria pills that you can take. There's a pill that you can take like 2 weeks before you come into the region, and then you take a pill once a week while you're in the region, and then when you come out, you take it for 2 weeks after you leave the region. I've been there 28 years, and I've never had a shot for malaria. I've had malaria, and malaria is like a bad case of the flu. And so when I get malaria, I treat it, finish, and I'm done, okay? So the thing is that what I would suggest is that in the evening time, you want to wear long pants, okay? And you want to wear colored garments, okay? Because mosquitoes like darkness, okay? So at night, you wear something really like light colored. Okay. You don't want to wear short shorts, okay? I don't know how old this is coming, but I will tell you this. Short shorts, you don't want to wear it, okay? One, you don't want to wear it especially in the evening, and two, people talk about being perceived as a tourist. Well, we look like tourists when we come in there with our babies and stuff like that.
Excuse me, this is Ronald. Yeah. So the mosquitoes only a problem at night.
Mosquitoes are basically problems at night. Okay. And each one of those, in some hotels, like in our place, we have mosquito nets on all of our beds. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was my next question.
No, we do have mosquito nets. Other hotels may not have, they don't have mosquito nets, but they have air conditioning. That doesn't mean that they don't have mosquitoes. They will spray their room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we don't have to really be concerned about that. You bring your citronella oil, which is one of the oils that we recommend to use. It's all natural. If you want to use beef and all the rest, that's really up to you. That's your personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
But my preference, and it works, is using citronella oil. Or any other, you may find some other natural mosquito insect repellent to use.
Mm-hmm. So you just rub the citronella oil on you?
Yeah, just rub it in.
Perfect, everybody. Appreciate the questions. I'm looking to generate some more questions. Everyone, you have Amicus, the owner of the One Africa Resort that we have been to since 2006 and now 2016, 10 years later. So Amicus, you know, we're going to have a 10-year big-time bash everywhere we go.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a big-time bash.
You know, every year we come with a reason to throw a big bash at the place. So everyone, we are, for everyone who just enjoyed us the night energy, we have some incredible things for you there at One Africa. And, you know, well, I have you on there. Amicus lives in the central region, and the central region is just full of this different sites and different things on itinerary. When we're heading into the central region, we stop at Asin Manso, and that's about 45 minutes away from Amicus. We're heading south. Yeah, but it's where we start that journey to the central region to, you know, reconnect to our ancestors. We also have Cape Coast and Elmina Holocaust dungeons, and we also have a wonderful canopy walk for all of the brave soldiers who are going to be traveling with me up to the canopy walk. The rest can hang out with Amicus at One Africa and get back rubs with scrubs and a few other things that Amicus is going to share with you that you can do if you just want to kick back and enjoy a portion of the day and not be on the road with us. As a matter of fact, Amicus, can you share that? Some of the things that's offered there at the resort, which is not really offered anywhere else.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Did you repeat that?
Can you share some of the things that's offered at your resort? Like massages, foot scrubs, and things like
okay.
that.
We provide four feet. We have reflexology, massage, clay bath on the beach, you know, mud clay bath. We also have a museum on our site. We also have an opportunity to visit one of our schools. And I guess Bomani has told you that we're collecting, asking you to bring black dolls, toys for boys, and things like that for our school. Our school currently has 250 students from pre-K to class 6. Hmm. 250. The school is built by an African-American elder from Detroit, who has since joined Ancestors, but her daughter has taken over the school. I am the vice president of the board of directors for the school. So we definitely need the things that we hope that you will bring for us, for our children. Okay. We also have a nice surprise for you. in your package, okay? And that would cost you an additional, an additional $10, okay? And trust me, it is well worth the $10 that you pay, okay? So that it's not a surprise, you know, I don't want people to come and say, well, we already paid all our money. Well, this is something special that we have for you, and it would cost an additional $10. That's it. The other thing, let's talk about money. In bringing your money, you should bring large bills, 50s and 100s, because 50s and $100 bills get a higher rate of exchange. The $1 bills keep them for getting your carts at the airport. 5s, 10s, and 20s get a lower rate of exchange. Credit cards, there are ATM machines, but you pay a high rate of interest to use a credit card. There is no credit card use at One Africa. We don't accept credit cards. Traveler's checks, don't bother to waste your money getting traveler's checks. They get a much lower rate of exchange. The only place that you can cash a traveler's check is at the bank.
We can get exchange prior to coming, though, right?
Pardon?
We can get exchange prior to coming. Go to an exchange here in America.
Are you talking about once you get your Ghanaian money, you're talking about exchanging it back? Yes, you can.
No. If you have any extra Ghanaian money, you need to change all your money in Ghana. They will not accept CDs outside of Ghana.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Done that.
Yeah,
me.
It's unfortunate.
Made a mistake and brought CDs home, and I had to wait until I went back to Ghana in order to get my money.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
So we can't use any American money at all in the local areas?
No. You will have to convert your money when you get there.
Okay.
Bomani will make arrangements for your money to be changed.
Okay.
Yes, we have a few options to exchange.
It's better to use the local currency.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll exchange the dollars for local currency.
But there's a currency exchange here also in America that we can change to Tanzania.
No, everyone, let me repeat, since everyone have a lot of questions about currency exchange, there's three ways that we're going to exchange our money. Number one, to the Forex Bureau, which are located in different parts of the country. We have a money exchange that also come on the bus. And then also the different hotels and resorts that we stay at, they also exchange money at the front. Now, you can look at the conversion online, and then you can compare if you want to, you know, change your money with a money exchanger. Do it at the Forex Bureau, or do it at the hotel. But in all aspects, it's everybody have a very comparable rate. And same thing, One Africa.
Mm-hmm. And the thing too is that the exchange rate fluctuates. It does fluctuate. It can be one thing day and something else tomorrow. It varies from region to region. Because you may get one rate of exchange in Accra, but when you get into the central region, it is not the same rate of exchange.
This is Adrian Patrick. I have a couple of questions.
Greetings, Brother Adrian.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you.
What is the difference? I guess I didn't hear this part. When I try to get the money to change at an airport versus locally, what's the difference? A different type? What's the difference in that? I didn't understand that part.
I'm sorry, the difference between what and the airport?
If I go to the airport and get the money exchanged there, what's the difference between doing it at the airport and doing it in Ghana?
Yeah, what we're saying is that you cannot exchange your money at any airport. You can only exchange it at the Ghana airport, which usually we don't have enough time to do that because we're You know, we have a big group and we leave. And so what we do, we have a money exchanger that comes there to our, you know, to our hotel and travel with us sometimes while we're out. And other options is the hotel themselves, they exchange, you know, they do exchange. And then you have a bureau called a Forex Bureau. So in the neighborhood, they have an office, you can exchange your money, but it's literally about the same. Those are just options based on different movements to make sure everyone has access to exchange money every day.
So I understand, I can't spend the money, if I exchange money at the airport, I can't spend the money in dollars or something, or is there a rate something?
No, I was saying that you cannot exchange money at the U.S. airport. You cannot change your money into Ghana cedis outside of Ghana.
Now, would I have extra residual money when I come back? I don't send out the money I've exchanged. Does that same person come back and give me dollars back?
Yeah, what we do, the date when we're closing out on the tour, you're going to be at One Africa. So if you have a bulk of cedis, we can exchange it back. And also when we get to Accra a day or two before we leave, we'll have someone that you can, you know, exchange your money back with. But try to pace yourself to just use up all of your cash, that way you don't lose out by exchanging it back.
Is that the same exchange rate though when you change back the American dollar?
You know, unfortunately, no. You know, that's a trickier thing about this crooked exchange world we live in. You get less for changing your money back. And that's in every country.
Yeah, the rate will be slightly higher when you sell your money back. So when you're buying CDs, the rate is lower. When you're selling CDs for dollars, then the rate is going to be higher. If you don't cash all your money in, so you start out cashing in, say, $200. Because remember, you're going to be shopping, all right? And you want to be buying things. So if you cash in $200 or $300, $200 or $300 will hold you for a while.
Depends on how much you shop.
There will be a lot of things. How long it depends on how you shop.
Some people turn into cookies to last them for the whole trip.
Some folks spend thousands of dollars. The other thing too to remember is that your weight allowance is going to be 50 pounds per bag, and you're only entitled to 2 bags and a carry-on. So what I suggest is that you pack things that one thing that you're gonna wear, and you don't need a whole lot of stuff. But pack stuff that you might want to give away, and so that is going to lighten your load and make room for you to put all those things that you're gonna buy while you're in Ghana, and not go over your weight. Go bring the 50-pound weight, and then you'll have stuff that you want to leave behind. All of those, medicines and stuff that you're all going to bring, you know, all that stuff. You want to leave that behind. Well, let me tell you something. If you are on medication of any kind, you need to bring a supply of your medicine with you. Okay. If you have prescription drugs that you need to take, bring them with you. Okay.
What if we get there and we don't need to do that?
What if we get
there and don't want to come back?
Well, you'll just join the group. You'll join the club of a lot of other people that get there and don't want to come back. When y'all get to One Africa, I'll probably have to put y'all out because I generally have to put people out every year. Okay. One of the things you might want to think about after you get there, very seriously, is I want to repatriate. Okay, and then we'll talk about that and how that process works when you get there. Okay, but it is possible.
It's possible.
It's possible. I went to Ghana on my first visit. When I came back to America, I was ready to move.
It didn't take me long.
But months? How long did it take? Months?
Well, mm-hmm. just about. I came in 87 and went back and told my king man, who also came 3 months behind me in 87. We visited in 88, 89, and in 1990 we moved.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like that. You know, let me say something though, it's not easy. It is definitely a challenge, but it's a challenge that you'll be up to. Okay, it is not America. Okay, it is not America. That's why I say leave your rose-colored glasses in America and come and see what it is that Ghana has to offer.
So it must be the opportunity that makes people want to do it.
Well, you know, when you know, I get comments from people like, it's really good to be here so they ain't nobody shooting at you.
For real. That's a good reason to be there.
When you see a policeman here, you ain't got to duck. All right. And the people are very friendly. And you know, it's a different environment. Okay, but you just remember that visit me, come live with me are two different things. Okay. And if somebody mentions about not being, you know, they don't want to tell everybody how wonderful Ghana is until after they visited. Well, we have an African proverb that says, you can't say that your mother's soup is the best until you visited somebody else's kitchen. So you can't say Ghana's a wonderful place and you ain't never been there. Don't take my word for it. You know, you have to come and experience it yourself.
Okay. Also, this is Wave again. From what I'm gathering, what you're saying, because I'm from the Caribbean. So is it pretty much like, I don't know if you ever been to the Caribbean, but it sounds like.
She's been
like,
to Jamaica. Wave.
You know, I lived in Jamaica.
She lived in Jamaica. I meant to say.
I lived in Jamaica and Barbados, and Ghana is like the Caribbean in many ways.
Mm-hmm. So if you're from the Caribbean, the transition is very a little more smooth for you because you're accustomed to that lifestyle.
It's a lot easier. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, coming from the city, I mean, I was born in New York City, but I also had the opportunity to live in other environments.
Okay.
So the transition to me was not as traumatic as it might be to somebody who's never traveled.
Okay.
But we got city, we got malls, we got supermarkets. They got a lot of stuff now that they didn't have when I came there.
Beach resorts, yeah. All kind of things.
Yeah. So and feel free to bring the munchies. You know, you can pack munchies.
Okay. So, how is the language? The language there.
And tree. And what you might want to do is that you might want to get yourself a tree tape, TWI, because tree can be heard by many ethnic groups. Fonties hear tree, Eves hear tree, Dogs hear tree, Houses hear tree. So
houses
hear tree. Houses, tree, TWI.
Yeah, yeah. You say Fonty is the only one, how you spell that?
Fante or Fanti.
I found it for you, but I have to look up Fonty.
Well, you can look up Fonty or tree, and then there's Eve, which is EWE. But the easiest language to learn is tree.
Okay.
Because that can be heard by various ethnic groups.
Okay.
It's a mixture of what type of languages? Is it broken English or what is it?
No, it's Fonti. We have 34 different dialects. And in the areas that you're going to travel, you're going to be in the Akan, you'll be exposed to Fanti, Eve, Gaul, Houses. And most of the people, many of them, most of them speak English, because English is the official language in Ghana. That is our official language. And in terms of your visa, you might want to invest in getting a multi-entry visa instead of a single-entry visa. Because if you visit this time and decide you want to come back next year, then you don't have to go and buy another visa. The visa will be good for whatever period they give you, which is sometimes 2 to 3 years.
Yes, like one to 5 years.
The easiest place to get your visa is from Washington, D.C. We found Washington, D.C. to be a lot more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. Washington, D.C. Embassy is simple. So everyone just use the address on their visa to send your package to D.C. I know some people are in New York, and even if I was in New York, I still mail mine to Washington, D.C. Because that means I don't have to take the train or drive up to Manhattan and deal with all the crazy stuff that goes on in Manhattan. As far as traffic movements and long lines and things like that. Appreciate everyone with their questions for Imicus. Imicus has been rolling with this for 10 straight years, and we look to just keep it strong. And our strength is really in clarity and preparation. What I'm going to do is go through a few special reminders that are on the departure and reminder list.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Do I get my medal this year?
Your medal, so, absolutely. I'll have David work them out at the investment conference. We'll definitely put something together. We'll make it a special year. One of the things I want to talk about, anyone who have a noisy background, please mute your line, or what I'll do is just have to click on your line and mute it. I'm going to go to a few special reminders, and as I go through them, all right, anyone who have a noisy background, please just mute your phone by either pressing *6 or pressing the mute button on your line if you're not speaking. All right, this is directly from the departure and reminder list, which is attached to the email and also on the tour list. All right, and this is also from my Imicus book, and this is number 3 on the list. When you come visit, do not come with a romanticized notion about Ghana/Africa, or you'll be disappointed and unnecessarily frustrated. Come with an open eyes and an open mind, knowing that Ghana is a developing nation. There's much to do, and we can be a positive, contributory part of it. Keep in mind that Ghana/Africa is not America or Europe, nor do we want it to be. We're Mother Africa children returning home, and we want to be a part of Mother Africa growth and development. This is in reference to what Amicus was also talking about earlier. This, come with clarity, that way you can have the greatest experience of a lifetime. Yeah. Another thing I want to share with you is because a lot of things, you'll hear a lot of things about business and buying land and things like that, that ultimately becomes confusing and things. So for clarity, I usually just share this with everyone that are traveling. That way no one get caught into giving any strange person money for land that they're not clearing on, things like that. Any dealing with anything of land, need to talk with me directly, and Brother David or myself and Sister Nunit or wherever we're going, and whoever is our host. Like if we're going to the central region and we're dealing with One Africa, don't go somewhere else and talk about you getting land and not at least consult with our elder in that region. That's like a bad move, and that's how a lot of people have gotten themselves into issues, and then once they got themselves in issues where they lose thousands of dollars, then they're pressing us to help them. And we're trying our best to help. But, once you give some strange person Ghana money for land that that's told you a bunch of dreams, it's hard for us to find that person. That person can dip off into any of the different West African country and gone. So This is what I put together. Ghanaians, and this is nothing personal to any Ghanaians or, you know, or anyone in the country. Ghanaians are very friendly. However, be wary of people who just want to make quick money off you and make promises they cannot keep. You should know as much as possible about the people you're planning to do business with. David Jawara and his Africa Up Consulting Group is our repatriation and investment conference host. They're the ones we recommend you do business with in Ghana, or at least consult with. And then, like I was talking about, as far as land, wherever you go, we have a host there, and that's the person that's an expert in that area. All right. Another thing I want to share with us, please focus on enjoying yourself and accomplishing your mission. Do not get distracted by others or get caught into complaining. This is an experience that will have its ups and downs. It's a part of your introduction to Ghana/Africa. We recommend you go with the flow and enjoy your time in paradise around the wonderful itinerary that we have put together on this journey of a lifetime.
Let me also throw this out there. Tipping is permitted in Ghana. Okay?
What?
Tipping. You know, you tip for service.
Oh.
So tipping is permitted in Ghana, okay. And we encourage you to do that. You know, if your service is good, you should tip. Okay? There are people that say, well, we don't tip in Ghana. Well, I come from this side of the world. Okay, I come from your side of the world, and tipping is permitted over right. there. Nothing has changed as far as I'm concerned. As far as service is concerned, people there do not make a lot of money. Okay,
I thought it was included.
Yeah, and before anyone has said anything, can you give me a few seconds? Let me just read this one note. It's from my reminder list about tips. That way we're clear. Tips are included, which are group tips, which is for logistic purpose. Tour guides, the people that just help us move, hotels and so on. But what Imakas is talking about is this service itself in general. You can give additional tips to anyone who give you great service, whoever you choose to. The tips collected are for hospitality services that will be provided in Ghana. It's basic tips for all after Ghana staff, including drivers, guides at sites, hotel staff, and entertainment. All other services that may be provided on this tour are based on you tipping if the person gives you a certain service. So the same thing, what Demica said, playing the fact, if someone just did something well for you, you're open to that. Don't relegate to the group tips. The group tips are the group tips, but it's not stopping from, not like when you go out and so it's many cases where you're free to this tip if you want. Yeah, so I just want to add that to what Imakas said, that way there's no confusion with the group tips.
Is there a standard tip or something?
Imakas, what is a good standard tip?
What is your standard tip in America?
I don't know, $1, $2.
Okay, then what I say is use your standard tip. Okay, yeah, just use the standard tip. If 15% is the tip that you give in America, then 15%. But like Ronnie said, you said tips and gratuities are included. But as he explained over and above that, you know, feel free to tip.
So we're talking like waitresses. Maybe people who carry our luggage up there.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I work in the hotel industry, and that's what it is. So I'm used to tipping for those types of services.
And also, everyone, the group tips is only $50, and most of it is just to the logistic crew. So just wanted to factor those things in. You do have some people who do a bigger tip amount, and they literally cover all the basics of tip, but that takes out the interaction of individuals tipping. So that's why we did that amount.
We just have to support each other.
And what I'm going to do, unless someone has another question for Imakas, I'm going to go to a few of these things, and then I'm going to close in the next minute or two. Some of the basic things that we have, we do have a few long journeys. So during long trips, use restrooms at hotels and rest stops. Limit liquid drinking on the bus. In case of an emergency, notify the tour guide so he could tell the driver to stop the bus. And especially if I'm in the front and I'm just in another zone, because doing these long rides, most of us are resting. Yeah. But just sharing that with you, that way, you know, we don't make anyone uncomfortable or anything. And note that if you do have to stop the bus, the driver might take a minute or two to find the best location, which might be in the middle of nowhere. So be prepared with your wipes or whatever you need to handle your business and get back on the bus. All right. Another thing. Sure, go ahead. I'm a consultant. You can share your opinion. I can share mine after.
All of us should take a DNA. The company that I recommend the DNA is AfricanAncestry.com. They do a very thorough job. Ooh.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Imacus. And I'm one of the people that say that this is one of those things where, me personally, I'm at the point where I have no interest. That's just my personal feeling. But anyone who is into it, use Amicus recommendation for that site, or use a use a service that you know someone has gotten some decent result back from and are satisfied.
And what is your next call?
What call? Conference call.
The next conference call.
Our next conference call. We're looking at between mid August, and I usually just send the dates out and everything and have it on the site a few days after this call. But I'm looking at either August 14th or August 21st. And around the same time, that's around the same time that I'm looking to make sure we have all of our tickets and for everybody to start sending out their visa package, whether they're sending out for a single entry or a multiple entry. All right, I'm going to go through a few more of these things on the list. No outbursts or distractions in group setting. If you need to talk to any of us about something, let one of our staff members know. So basically, while we're on tour, if you need to talk about anything, we can talk about it. We have a full staff of people. We're all professionals. Any issue or situations, I don't think there's anything that came our way that we haven't handled or haven't seen. But it's all about communication. Outbursts on bus and in group settings is just, it's not cool and anything. And we don't want anyone to be distracted from being in the zone of having the greatest time because one person have an issue. So let's be mindful of those things. And definitely don't interrupt anybody from just having their great journey. By this time around, usually, we are clear on who's traveling with us, and we usually don't have any party crashers.
Want to have clothes made,
right.
You can also have that done.
Excellent. I appreciate you remind me of that, Amicus. When we do our business investment conference, which is the second day we get into the country, we're going to have a list of people where we usually have one or two tailors there. And the same thing, One Africa can offer you certain things. But the goal is for you to place your order before you leave Accra. And then once you come back into Accra, your order is ready. And then, we can go from there. Go ahead.
This is Ronald McGee.
Go ahead, Ronald.
Is it okay to wear jeans?
Yeah, it is. Jeans are hot. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to wear them.
Okay, I guess I'm thinking about, the light clothes, the weight of the clothes and the color of the clothes. Probably should wear more pale or pastel or light type stuff, is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Once it, light in terms of color, and light in terms of comfortability, like cotton is cool, rayon and polyester is hot. Then you can wear jeans also.
Yeah, jeans and cotton too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going in the fall, I guess this is a little bit different.
Well, that's a call over there for you. The thing is that you should also bring a sweater or a hoodie.
For warmth or the rain?
Yeah. No, for warmth, because when you're by the ocean, nighttime can be a little chilly. Okay. So you want to at least put some, and then you're going to be in an air conditioned bus.
Okay.
So you want to have a sweatshirt or a sweater or something.
But in the daytime, basically, how do you really
it's hot.
Stress?
It's hot. Yeah.
What do you mean hot? 90 degrees, 95,
100? 90, 90. It depends on where you are. And it's really kind of hard to say these days exactly what the weather is going to be because the atmospheric conditions have changed all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the same applies to us in Ghana.
Okay.
Even in November?
So with the humidity, that's over 100?
No, not really. No, it doesn't go over 100. Well, it depends on where you are in the country. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have something called Hamatan, and that's when the north winds blow across the Sahara Desert, and it brings this fine dust with it. But I think you may very well miss it because it generally comes in November, October, November.
Well,
but you just bring something so that, you know, when it's cool, you know, you have something to put on, especially, like I said, you're going to be in an air conditioned bus.
Okay.
And you're going to be at the ocean.
I don't really need a coat, do I?
And everyone, as far as the dress, the clothing, you want to bring a little bit of everything because in the morning time we do our exercise. We do have parts of the tour. We go to the beach, and when we have the, you know, when we have pool. So if you want to bring a swimwear, and then we do go out to like, you know, like real nice night event to where, you know, and the business conference where you want to just be more casually dressed up and things like that. So just really just bring a little bit of everything. But the main thing you're going to need is your day to day clothes that you're going to be wearing during the, you know, the time of like 8 to 6. So you want to be comfortable in that time, especially if we're going to be doing a lot of walking or if we're going to the botanic garden, if you're going hiking.
And comfortable shoes.
So factor that across.
So don't need any
boots? No.
No boots unless you just want to wear boots at the club.
You're not going to take the jungle. So it depends on what kind of service you have. And you know what's how long your pockets are and what you spend, but you can really get a little cheap phone here and just use that to make long distance phone calls.
Absolutely, and everyone also just use your international apps, Skype, WhatsApp, you can just you know use your smartphone and connect to the network when you get to Ghana, the different hotels, and you can use it as a way to communicate also. But Amicus is right. You can just get your simple phone in Ghana, or you can just, if you have an international phone, you can just get a chip put in there in Ghana, and then purchase your minutes, and which lasts $5 worth of minutes to last you for the time there, $5-$10. All right, so everyone, I'm looking to start wrapping it up. Everyone, can you please just reach out your last questions before we close out the next minute? I want to find out if anyone have any last questions before we close out, for myself or for Amicus.
Okay, you know, what I would suggest that you do, since we are going to have another conference call, is that why don't you write down any questions or concerns that you might have, and then when we get together next time, then we can answer those, okay? And give us some. I think we can accomplish quite a bit that way. For me, in the meantime, I mean, for y'all, it's early. For me, it's now 12:45. And I'm getting ready for the bed.
All right, Amicus, I appreciate your energy, and we'll have everything together for you, the list of people that's staying there and all those things that we usually get out or finalize our schedule. And I look to see you here. As a matter of fact, when I see you here, let's go through the details.
I'm looking forward to seeing all of you.
We look forward to seeing you too.
Yeah, and we'll talk again in August.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Unless you have any questions for myself, we're going to be closing out. So take care, everyone. And you can always just reach out to me with questions via email or text, or just call me if it's anything that you need to talk about that you wasn't able to talk about on the call. All right, so
all right.
All right.
Good night, love. See you.
Good night.
Can I get your email first?